Magic birth. Magic birth. I am born. My brothers are born. Same genes and chromosomes. The being is different. The being in each child is always different. We're all born of families. You might think of the family of Einstein. Eisenhower, too, yes, but Einstein. And what did Einstein do? What did Einstein do? Einstein was not challenged by his education. He was bored by his education, and so he didn't apply himself to it. Got poor grades. He was stupid. The man who was to become one of the greatest geniuses of this world appeared to be stupid as he was born with chromosomes and genes of his parents. How interesting. Edison. Many other people. Tesla. Many other people. They're born sort of hyperactive children. They're born as hyperactive children. They did everything except what the education wanted them to do. And so they were not appreciated by their teachers. They were not appreciated by their culture. They were not appreciated by the world they lived in, that they were born in. And many of them were born in families of multiple children. And each child had the same genes and chromosomes. Each child had the same mommy and daddy. Each child had the same background for bringing them up in the same home and the same attitude of mommy and papa toward each of them. Each of them. Oh, their attitude of the parents was a little bit different because each child was a little different in their nature. But who inspired that child to be a genius and pop out of that background that he had, that she had? What made Madame Curie so stupid as to leave a pot burning all night in her laboratory and come back in the morning and find out some beautiful things? An inner genius let her do it. Let it alone. It just has to go through that demonstration. And we are afraid of ourselves. We are afraid. We are afraid to let the genius in us out. Because the genius has nothing to do with how we're raised or who our parents are or where we're born in what century, what time, and so forth. Because great geniuses throughout all time have done things. The cavemen who painted pictures on the walls so perfectly of the animals, letting us know of the animals that lived in those early prehistoric times. How wonderful. How magical. Who trained them as artists? Who told them what colors to use? Who told them how to put them in the inner cave so that they might last perpetuity? Who told them that? No way. Painting in there was not so cool. It was dark. And they didn't have lamps that put smudge on the ceiling. The light that they had was from their soul. They were painting from their, they were illumined in there doing that work. And building the pyramids, how interesting, yes. Because inside the pyramids was quite dark. And once you got the outer shell up there, if you did any work on the inside, you had to use torches and things like that. Yes, that was how you did it. But how did the magic take place? The magic was released from each individual according to their expectation of it. Einstein had nobody to give him information about the things that he dreamed about, the theory of relativity and all these other things. He listened within, and he had his mathematical conclusions from within, and he wrote them down there in a beautiful formula way, and the formatic way that he wrote it down had never been done before. And as he wrote these things down, and as he spelled them out, he didn't understand what he was doing at first himself. He was just writing from within him. And he had to think a little bit about the formula that he wrote after dreaming his dream. And it came to him. And like he said, which is so beautifully phrased, if you don't agree with my conclusion, if you don't agree with my statement of fact, prove me wrong. I would love to have you prove me wrong, if you can. Because I listen within, and I come from an immutable source, a perfect source, a perfect direction. Now, why is it that in the Loeb family, there's Anita and Sylvia and Rita? Why is it those three girls, and each one is so totally different, so beautifully different, even Rita and Anita as twins are different, uniquely different, because they are listening to the divine within them. Not the chromosomes and genes and things like that, not how they were brought up in the family. As Anita often says, her mother allowed her to run around and play and do things. And her mother never worried about the three girls that they'd get into trouble or anything, because they were just getting into fun stuff. They were getting into amusing stuff. They were opening up their inner reservoir of genius, as we all do. And what did Ellen and her sister do? Ellen and her sister, they played games with each other. Her sister tantalized Ellen. And she tantalized Ellen by leaving her chocolates out there on the top of her table, knowing that Ellen would see them and want them. But then Ellen came to the conclusion, that doesn't bother me. That's not where I come from. I'm not taunted by my sister's things. I'll create my own. And so from that moment forward, she went out and she created everything she wanted, however she wanted it. She created an aunt that just fed her wonderful candies every time she came to visit. She created people in her world that just gave and gave and gave. And her father gave her more love than you could ever imagine, because she only knew love. Now, did she learn that in school? No. Did she learn socialization in school? No. Did she learn how to get along with other people in school? Was she educated this way in the outer? Were her genes and chromosomes somehow special that made her special? No. It's how she let go of the divine within her that made her special. And it always makes her special and will make her special from every day forward, just like you and me. It's what we do, that listening to the divine within, that makes us special, that makes us wonderful, that makes us magical. That's what it's all about. It's not our genes and chromosomes. They're okay. But you could be born on other planets. You could be born in other dimensions. Mozart, Beethoven, all these great musicians, did they have children? What were their children like if they had them? Were they like themselves? Or were they like themselves? However the children may have been, they were being themselves. Their mother's and father's genius, they say, children born to geniuses, children born to wealthy parents or brilliant parents, you know, who are the hoi polloi, are hoi polloi. No, not really. You can have five or six children. Most of them are little monkey shoots. They go out and do dumb stuff. A couple might want to follow their parents. Not all of them. But those who want to follow their parents want to follow their parents because they want what their parents have to give. They want the brilliance of the attitudes the parents have. But geniuses don't even want that. Geniuses are the brilliance of themselves. They don't have to be like their parents. They don't have to follow through on that, because every one of us is a unique, beautiful, fabulous being born to be ourself and have fun, born to follow the inner wisdom and glory within us that is so magical, that comes out whenever we're ready to let it go. Mozart wrote his music without an eraser. He just wrote it down with ink and put each note down, because he listened to the divine within him. And he didn't try to change what the divine within him was telling him, or he didn't try to understand what the divine within him was telling him. He just wrote it down. He listened to the divine music within him and wrote it down the way he heard it. And it was great. And it was flawless. We can train ourselves to listen to the divine within, and we will find that we are flawless. We are fabulous. We are glorious. We are magical. Not if we follow our brothers and sisters, or mother and father, and aunts and uncles and cousins, and grandma and grandpas, whoever it may be in our life. It doesn't matter. When we only follow the divine within ourselves, then we've got it made. Then every single thing we do in our life is fun. It's joyous. It's magical. Is it important to the world? Mucknicks. It's not whether it's important to the world or not. Is it fun for us to do it? Is it fun for Einstein to play the game he played? Is it fun for Mozart to play the game? Or Beethoven, who couldn't even hear, to play the game that he played? Yes, it was fun. And it always will be. And the magic of the universe comes forth in its immortality and eternality and always perfect, always perfect. Whenever anyone brings forth something out of their heart and soul, which is a reflection of the truth within them, which is a reflection of the universal wisdom within them, the universal awareness within them, not the matter of any one thing being superior to anybody else, but it's all there. You can do anything Tesla did. You can do anything Edison did. You can do anything any of these people did. It doesn't matter, but it does matter to you. The early scientists, looking at the stars, felt the stars might be acting in such a way. And they wrote that down. And then later, people found out that that was right. They listened intuitively to the divine within them and wrote down what it said. They had no way of knowing that it could be true because they could not see that far. They didn't have telescopes in those earlier days. But it was there and revealed to them, as it is revealed to all of us, because we all know the truth. And we all know total wisdom. And we all know ever-changing wisdom. And how beautiful that is. Do we have to be born of a fabulous family to be fabulous? Do we have to be born in fabulous bodies to be fabulous? We are born in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We are born with our ideal spirit, mind, and body. And then, when we open our eyes, we are still perfect. But when we look around us, if we pay attention to what's around us, we will see all the human limitations that are there. And if we absorb those into our being, then we will absorb them into our being, and we will cut off our vision to the greater glory that we are. We'll cut off our vision of being the genius that we are, the magical person that we are. And what a shame that is. Are you ready to let go today of the genius that's in you today and enjoy it? Not for somebody else, but for you to be yourself and have fun with it and just delight in it. And do you think you're a good singer? Sing. You think you're a good artist? Draw. You think you're good at this and that? Do it. And you'll find you're far better than you ever imagined you could be. And how wonderful that is. So today, let the magic out. You were born perfect. You were born in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. The things that you put on later, I spoke about this several times. You take a seed and put it in the ground, you nourish it, and the seed grows beautifully. You don't, and the seed suffers. The seed is still there. It's still the perfect seed. But if you give it too much water, you drown it. If you give it too much fertilizer, you burn it up. If you have it in a negative soil or negative conditions, it just doesn't want to grow. It doesn't want to grow because it doesn't want to be in that environment. But along comes the ideal environment for that seed to be. The perfections within the seed, and out it comes when the environment allows it to do so. And the environment is your thought, my thought, about who I am and who you are. And that environment is our perfect environment. It's a mental environment, not the physical. Physical is just an illustration, but it's a mental environment. So today, say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order, and I am that I am. I love you, I love you, I love you.